This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Buses were seen lining up on the Egypt-Sudan border crossing as the waiting times increased with the rising influx of Sudanese fleeing the fighting in that country. Satellite images on Friday showed congestion of trucks and buses lining up in different directions as they prepared to cross the border since the fighting broke out between the Rapid Support Forces, that's the paramilitary, and the Sudanese Armed Forces, that's the army, on April 15th. Thousands of Sudanese have fled to neighboring countries, including Egypt, Ethiopia, Chad, and South Sudan. A Russian court has imposed a large fine on a Siberian woman who's been convicted of criticizing the Russian invasion of Ukraine on social media. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
Marina Novikova, a 65-year-old lawyer, was found guilty of spreading false information about the Russian army. Denouncing Russia's military was made a criminal offence after President Vladimir Putin sent troops into Ukraine more than 14 months ago. Novikova's posts on the messaging app Telegram decried the invasion and criticised the Russian government. The court in Novikova's hometown of Seversk imposed a fine of over $12,000, even though prosecutors and Novikova herself begged the court to send her to prison instead. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian authorities say at least five residential buildings were severely damaged and several people injured after shelling hit the city of Donetsk in eastern Ukraine Saturday. Video shot by a Reuters reporter showed several men in military uniforms inspecting a big crater and piles of rubble left by the shelling. One of them, who introduced himself as a Russian investigative committee representative, blamed Ukrainian forces for the shelling. There was no immediate Ukrainian response.